107 WIRX. Revolution Radio. Everything that rocks.
Good morning, Hunter.
Oh, man.
Welcome back, man.
This is weird.
I feel like I haven't seen you in forever, man.
We're the best two friends that anybody could have.
I missed you. I did. I missed you. I'm not going to lie. Kiki did a great job.
That's what I hear.
She did a fantastic
job. Trust me, I got the email. I'm in Vegas. Like, check out this bit that Kiki killed it. I'm like, great, there goes my job.
You're done, man. Almost, if I didn't love you so damn much and know that I could only spend so much time with my wife, otherwise we'd kill each other.
Oh, God.
That's really the only reason you still have a job, is that because I have to keep my marriage fresh.
I was like, man, maybe I should stay in Vegas. And then the second night came, and I'm like, I can't do it.
Now, we were going to talk about office etiquette. I'm so excited. I can't even talk back. Talk about that today. But, I mean, how was Vegas, man?
Vegas is awesome, man. It was everything that you said it would be.
Yeah.
Plus. Yeah. Here's my tip from being to Vegas. If we go back Friday.
Yeah.
Pace yourself.
Yeah.
Pace yourself.
You can ruin yourself real quick in Vegas.
The first two nights were awesome, man. I mean, we hit it pretty hard. And the third and fourth night. The third night was good. It was great. I paced myself hard the third night. The fourth night, I felt terrible, man. I felt terrible. And that was the most important night, bro.
So that's the other big thing. Holy hell.
Yeah.
I'm
a married man, bro.
You got married in Vegas.
I did. I got married in Vegas.
That is so awesome, man. Yeah. And so you guys really didn't have this planned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously you and Amanda were engaged. You were talking about getting married sometime in 2018 was kind of the plan.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you go to Vegas.
So we had this idea in the back of our head. We didn't know if we were going to do it or not. We were just kind of feeling it out. We're like, maybe Vegas wouldn't be the right place to do it. Maybe it would. We'll just kind of go by the seat of our pants. Well, the second to last night, we kind of just talked and we're like, let's do it.
Might as well.
Hell with it. Let's do it.
Why put it off? You want to get married? Get married. So, and you got married by Elvis.
Elvis. The king himself married us, Brock.
I love it so much.
So we got a marriage license, the whole thing, and we went in front of the Las Vegas sign. This is 1 in the morning, 1:30 in the morning. My buddy is calling around to all these wedding places. It's on a Wednesday on their off season. Yeah. A lot of places are closed.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he ended up, he actually paid for it.
Really?
Thank you, Max. That was
awesome. I didn't have to. Great. Awesome.
Right. Yes. And so we had to pay it like double for Elvis.
Yeah.
Which was cool because I'm a huge fan of Elvis. I love me some Elvis, man.
Yeah, you get married by the king.
And so here I am, man, I feel like trash. And when I say I feel like trash, Brock, like I had like the booze shakes. I had the cold sweats. I had the Vegas sweats.
Oh, that's no. Bad. That is bad.
And so I'm seriously up at the altar, or at the sign, I should say. And just like, come on, Elvis, get this over with, man. And I think the nerves on top of that made it worse.
Oh, God, that's what it was. It was the nerves, man. I was almost like sick to my stomach when I got married. Mm-hmm. Not in a bad way. It's just you're nervous.
Yeah, you always see it. You know, I DJ a lot of weddings, and I always see it. And I never knew what it was really like until standing up there. You're just like, oh, my God. It's like almost euphoric, you know? And so I didn't pass out.
No,
I almost did.
No. So you're a married man. Mm-hmm. You got married in Vegas. You survived the trip.
I survived the trip. You want me to tell that story? Or do you want me to hold on to that one?
What story?
Well, we got married, and then something happened after we got married on the way home.
Oh, save that. Save that. Because you told me about this. Yeah. Save that. All right. We'll talk about that a little bit later on the show. When we come back, office etiquette, let's do that.
All right.
And then we'll talk about the rest of your, we'll recap the rest of your Vegas.
I almost died, bro.
You almost died, man. Hey, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
All right. Good morning,
man. The prodigal son returned. You look refreshed.
Do I?
You look renewed.
God, if you would have seen me right when I got back from Vegas, you might have had a different opinion.
I think you did it right. So you got back Thursday.
Thursday,
and then you took 3 days to recover. That's smart.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to have that recovery time.
Oh, man. Now, let me tell you, just a three-hour difference.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Get you, man. Yeah, yeah. I'm really not looking forward to, I got to go there for the Rock Radio Awards.
Uh-huh.
And I fly out Wednesday.
Who are you taking? Who are you flying? Let me tell you something. I'll tell you in a little bit.
So, we got a fun story about Hunter's Vegas trip on his way home. Real quick, let's talk about office etiquette, because I thought this was interesting. A survey was done, and apparently there's a lot of things that people do that you shouldn't do.
Yeah.
For example, the number one thing people do is they play music without headphones in.
Yeah, that kind of bothers me.
That annoys the hell out of me. Now, here for us, this is a big deal because we got everyone listening to music all the time. Mm-hmm. But what kills me is when someone around here works on, like, imaging. And what I mean by that is, like, the commercials you hear.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Anything you hear on the radio station.
And they're sitting there, and they're working on it. So they're playing it over and over and over and over. And it's like full. Like,
and they'll do it with the studio door open.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Put some headphones in or close the door,
it's
man.
It's almost like they want other people to hear to know what. Hey, I'm working over here. You hear it?
Look at how busy I am. I'm important. This one we recently had to deal with, eating smelly food.
Oh, God, please. This is a good one. Yeah. This one should be number one.
This should be. Don't. I mean, I understand you made a homemade couscous dish, but that doesn't mean.
What was Johnny making on the crab the other day?
I have no idea. Something that just the whole
building.
The whole
just
building.
Reeked.
Yeah. Early
like,
in the morning,
it's like
too.
Beef stew or something with like extra onion.
Yeah, extra onions.
Come
that's,
on,
that's
man.
All it was. At like 7:30 in the morning.
So trying to do a show here, man.
63% say no, you shouldn't do that. 37% it's okay. So say it's okay. It's okay to take your shoes off at your desk. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, me too.
Take your shoes off. We do that all the time.
What about socks?
Socks. Yeah, I think that's fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You pick your toenails. Take care of that hangnail you got.
Got a window we can toss them out.
Okay. Clipping your nails at the desk.
Oh, God.
93% say no. 7% say go for it.
Do you clip your nails or do you peel them off?
I both. Yeah, like, if I get out of the shower, I'll give it a little peel.
Yeah,
because when it's soft.
Nice and soft. And you bend it in your hand. Is that that old Carlin bit? You just that, you sit there and look at it, you bend it.
Like, look at that. It's so weird. When you get, like, a big one, you're like, God, that's huge.
Man.
Let's say personal phone calls at work.
Why not?
I do that all the time. Yeah. As long as I don't have to hear someone else.
Well, it's better than texting. You get it done quicker.
Yeah, yeah. Mute your cell phone so you don't make noise all day when you get text messages. No. That's stupid.
Yeah.
Putting your feet up on your desk.
That is okay.
Let's say.
Come on, let it be okay.
82% say no, it's unprofessional.
It does look. You're a lazy piece of.
You're just a lazy piece of garbage.
You know?
Just sitting here, get my work done with my feet up.
You know, it's comfortable, though. If you get your work done.
Yeah, why not?
You know, I can see it if you have your feet up and, like, you're not getting your work done.
Yeah.
You know, that's an issue.
Yeah, if you're just hanging out. But no, if you're getting your work done, who cares?
Put your feet up, kicking ass. Why not?
Put your feet up, buddy. And lastly, it's okay to pass gas in the office. 66% say hold it or go somewhere else. 34% just say let it rip.
What do you think about this one, Brock?
I think you just let it go.
Oh, yeah? Put a cork in it,
no,
man.
You put a cork in it, all right? Especially in this small studio, even with that window open.
Right.
No farting at work.
Smelling somebody else's methane.
Unfortunately, though, when you do, I mean, we're all human. We got to let it go. But how does it work, man? As soon as you fart, someone comes right up to your desk or opens the studio door. You're like,
It's always like a hot chick or something. Somebody you don't want to fart around.
And you just let it go. And it's just the stinkiest one. It's like, come on.
No, that's just the way the studio smells.
That's just the general smell of where I work. I think that's worse, man. So, yeah, don't fart and keep your feet down. Apparently, that's where we're at.
All right.
Hey there, good morning. All right. Let's not leave people in suspense anymore. Real quick, it's 7:59. We got a high of 52 today. Kind of a crap day.
A little crappy.
Rain throughout, and then that could turn to snow later on tonight. Low of 32. Okay.
65 in Vegas.
Was it really?
Yeah, 65, dry and sunny.
That's perfect.
It was, though.
That's perfect, man. Nice. All right, so Hunter had a very nice vacation in Las Vegas, Viva Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
You got married in Vegas.
So we left off at 1:30 in the morning. Elvis Presley marries us in front of the Las Vegas sign.
It's amazing. That's amazing. Dude, that's a story right there.
Right. It was great, man. It was great. So that was 1:30 in the morning. I felt like crap that night because we went so hard the first three. It was just
going
that last
hand
night
in
was
Vegas.
Like, all right. And so 1:30 in the morning, we our plane leaves at 7 in the morning. So so we have a few hours to just, you know, take a nap or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically, I get married and I go back to the hotel room, take a nap, and then get on the plane.
Yep.
So we're taking a nap on the plane because it's early. It's really early.
Yep.
Do you get nervous on planes?
You know, not as much anymore because I've done so much traveling, but there's still always a part of me. It's like, this thing goes down. I'm not walking away from it.
You know? It was my second time on an airplane ever.
You were the one. Kiki and I were talking about this. We're like, was it Amanda that's never flown or was it Hunter? So that was your second time.
Second time on a plane. So naturally, I'm walking up to the plane like, this thing's going down, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I just know it. And so we're on the plane. I am actually laying on Amanda's lap, taking a nap.
Yeah.
And this is about an hour into the flight. I smell something sleeping. I'm like, dude, I know that smell. It's an electrical fire smell.
Oh,
that's what it is.
My God.
And literally, it's so apparent, it wakes me up out of a dead sleep. I mean, I literally just shoot up like you shoot out of bed.
Yeah.
And I have this look on my face, and Amanda looks at me, and I look at her, and I can see the look on her face, and she's like, you smell that? I'm like, yeah, it woke me up out of a dead sleep. And I made the mistake of turning around and looking at the rest of the plane, and all I could see was this old lady's face, and the look on her face was just fear. Like, I just know everybody in this plane smells this.
We're all dead.
You know, and as soon as everybody realizes that everybody else smells it,
yep.
It's one of those moments where you can just feel it in the air. Like,
yeah.
Like fear, like confusion, fear. But nobody's yelling. Nobody's, like, moving fast or anything.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, the stewardess comes flying down the aisle. Just checking stuff, checking bins, checking this, checking that. She's slamming, you know, knocking on the bathroom door, pulls this guy out of the bathroom.
Make sure he's not smoking.
Smoking, right. But it's not a cigarette smell, Brock.
Oh, boy.
It's an electrical fire smell.
Oh, boy.
And so she's scrambling, and all of a sudden, all the other I'm getting nervous just talking about this right now.
Yeah,
man.
Understandably.
All the other stewards are starting to freak out. And then the captain comes on. This is like 5 minutes after, like, people trying not to bang. Literally, it is so quiet and panicky.
Yeah.
Like, all it would take was, we're all dead! And the whole plane would have just blew up, you know? It was one of those moments. So the captain comes on. He's...
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing an electrical problem. If we need to make an emergency landing with this plane, we will do so. But until then, please just remain calm and everything should be okay.
I would have crapped.
Thank you.
I would have crapped
thank
my
you.
Huggies. Oh,
right.
My God.
Mr. Capitan, thank you. Could you please elaborate? That's all he left us with, man. And so you could hear, like the fans in the plane turn on to suck the smell out. And dude, we had 3 hours of this flight left. And nobody knows what was going on. The smell went away, which made it better. Made
that's
the fear
good.
Subside a little bit.
That's good.
So we get off the plane, man. 3 hours later, get off the plane. And I go to the bathroom, and I come out of the bathroom, and my fiance and the guy we went with are talking to this lady. And she was front row. She could hear everything the stewardess was talking to with the captain,
blah, blah, blah.
The running lights on the plane caught on fire. Literally... caught on fire.
Fire.
On fire. That's what we were smelling. A fire, Brock.
Oh.
Our plane lit up. They cut the power to the running lights and just let the wind blow it out. You know, it took a few minutes.
Classic.
But yeah, everything's fine. If we need to make the emergency landing, we're good.
We'll figure it out.
Dude, I swear to God, I was dead. I'm like, I just got married like 5 hours ago. I'm dead already?
Second time on a plane.
Why? Second time on a plane. I'm like, it would happen.
Oh,
it would happen.
You know what?
People are like, you know, you're more likely to crash on the way to the airport. I'm like, well, my car didn't catch on fire on the way here. You know? Come on, Cappy time.
I'm so happy you made it. I'm glad the plane landed. Well, you have to understand, too, the captain was fine. He was calm because he was probably drunk.
All right. Maybe the captain knew I got married. He was trying to do me a favor.
Rock 107 double.